everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 14 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Through the Mail Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to the program. We were off last week because of the holidays, and we're now ready to get back into the swing of things and talk some TTM and autograph collecting. Today we have an interview with Robert from Worthless Cardboard on Instagram. He is a fellow TTM collector, and we talk about his collection and just going back and forth, rapping about TTM, which is always fun. So I had a great interview with Robert, and hopefully you enjoy that. This program, as always, is available on Spotify, on Podbean, on Google Listen, and on iTunes. You can reach me at my email address at ttmcast@yahoo.com, and I'm also on Instagram at ttmcast, and I'm on Twitter at castttm. So there's all sorts of places to find me. Hopefully things are going well for you. We've had a couple of slow weeks in terms of returns on my end, but I've been busy with other things. So let's get right into our first segment, which is, of course, Baker's Dozen, which is just a brain dump of what's happened in the world of TTM collecting and collecting in my world in the last couple weeks since we were off last week. Hopefully everyone had a great holiday, had a great Easter, great Passover, and we had some family commitments last weekend. That's why we didn't have a show. I actually had to go to Chicago for work the other day, so I was in Chicago for 24 hours. I got to enjoy some of the fine food in Chicago. And getting back into thinking about TTM and collecting. I actually had an opportunity to go to the Rich Altman show in Wilmington, Massachusetts yesterday. It was going on all this weekend. Rich had a bunch of baseball players and hockey players and some Patriot football players that were signing. We were supposed to have, Pete Rose was supposed to attend, and he evidently came down ill, so I'm a little upset that I missed my chance to meet Mr. Pete Rose, but I will hopefully get a chance to see him at the national show in August. So that's the plan. The show in Wilmington, which is there's two shows in Wilmington, Massachusetts each year, one in November and the Rich Altman show in April. The one in April is a little smaller in terms of vendors, but still picked up a few things for the collection. Got to I just went for the one day yesterday, so today's Sunday, April 28th, so I went yesterday on the 27th, and I saw a bunch of former Red Sox and current Red Sox, Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mitch Moreland were there signing for about an hour and a half. I got to see both of them. Bill Mueller, who played for the World Series champion team in 2004 and was a pretty good player in his time, he was there signing, and Kevin Millar, so I got to see them. I got to see Danny McLean was there, and I got to see Oscar Robertson, the great NBA basketball player, so he was there. Didn't really pick up any autographs. I'm more of a through the mail guy, but every once in a while I do pay for an autograph for the chance to meet some of my heroes. Some of the lines for these guys were pretty long, so I did pick up some cards while I was there. Picked up a couple of autograph cards for my 1978 set at a good price, and I picked up all sorts of top loaders for my NFL game day set. So all in all, a good show. I'd probably give it a solid CC plus in terms of vendors. Autograph guests was very good, so Rich always puts on a good show, and just wanted to give you kind of a little review of that. We're deep into Game of Thrones. We're episode 3 this week, and very excited about that. We should have a nice battle for Winterfell, and hopefully you guys are watching Game of Thrones and enjoying it as much as I am. It's been a fantastic show, and hopefully you're having fun watching it on Sunday night. I always look forward to it. Unfortunately, we only have 3 or 4 more episodes left for the series, but it is what it is, and just really enjoying the show. Hopefully we'll have good battle scenes tonight with some dragons. My son and wife went to go see the new Avengers movie while I was in Chicago, and they both give it 2 thumbs up. My son, who is 22, going to be 23, was thrilled, a huge Marvel fan. My wife, who's not much of a Marvel fan, also enjoyed it as well, said it was very long. Looking forward to seeing it eventually, so I'm going to give it a recommendation based on the Bakers. So if you have a chance, go see Avengers. We're deep into NBA and NHL playoffs. We're lucky enough here in Boston to still have 2 teams alive. Bruins last night lost in double overtime. They should have had a couple of chances in single overtime to win it and just missed it. And they kind of, I think their legs just kind of gave out finally. And they gave up the goal, which is okay. Going back to Columbus on Tuesday, tied 1-1. We've got the Celtics and the Greek Freak going today, this afternoon. So looking forward to the NBA playoffs with the Celtics. And glad to see the 76ers lost last night. Not a big fan of the 76ers. And should be a good series the rest of the way. A couple things to point out that I saw going on with the industry and in collecting. And Rich Mueller had a great story on the 1969 Aurelio Rodriguez era card. You know, everyone knows that picture is not Aurelio Rodriguez, but it's actually a Angels bat boy from 1969. Aurelio Rodriguez and this bat boy, Leonard Garcia, who were both 19 at the time, were actually playing catch. And a photographer, a freelance photographer, took both their pictures and didn't realize, juxtaposed the name, and they used the bat boy's picture instead of Aurelio Rodriguez. It's kind of a famous error. But, you know, they never corrected it, obviously, but it's a famous error. And they interviewed the bat boy, who's still alive. Aurelio Rodriguez passed away in a car accident a few years back. But they interviewed the bat boy in a story in Anaheim, commemorating, I guess it was the 40th anniversary or 50th anniversary of the card. And the bat boy said to him and Aurelio Rodriguez made a pact that they wouldn't sign the card if one of the other ones had signed it. So I guess the bat boy said since Aurelio has died, he has signed a couple cards with Aurelio's autograph on it. The bat boy also mentioned that he was a bat boy in the late 60s and early 70s for the Angels, and he would sign all the cards that were sent to the players during that time. So if you have any cards signed that were sent through the mail in the late 60s, early 70s to the Angels, you know, it's probably, it could be that the Leonard Garcia signed it, not the actual player. So I guess that was par for the course back in the day. I don't think that's as much of a problem nowadays, and hopefully it isn't. Now, lastly, I noticed that PSA has really beefed up their East Coast office for our East Coast collectors. If you're sending anything into PSA, you can send it to their East Coast office in New Jersey, and I guess there's a quicker turnaround and less expense in terms of postage and stuff. So that's always a good thing. And PSA, I know people send their stuff in to get graded all the time and to get authenticated. So it's a nice service for us. And now on to why does Archie Manning hate me? Yes, I'm going to try one more time to send to Mr. Manning. I've seen he's been signing recently. I'm going to try a new way of doing it. I usually type up my letters and put mailing labels, but I'm going to try to handwrite something and see if that works. This will be my last time for Archie. Archie hasn't been very successful, but I do have Eli and Peyton, and I like to finish that trio up and get Archie on a card. So I'm going to try Archie Manning. Another addition to the list is Mr. Butch Weiniger, who was a catcher for the Minnesota Twins back in the late 70s and played for the Yankees. I see he signs all the time, and I'm on my third time of sending something to Butch Weiniger for trying to get my 78 set going, and I have not had luck. So I'm going to try Mr. Weiniger one more time. I was actually a big fan of his when I was a kid, and he was a pretty good player in his day, so hopefully that can work out. So that kind of wraps up the Why Does Archie Manning Hate Me segment. Been pretty lucky in terms of getting stuff back from people, and in terms of returns for the past 2 weeks, no, it hasn't been great. I'm not going to say that we get a lot of days, disappointing days, when there's no TTM returns. So hopefully that will turn around. I do still have a lot of stuff out. But in the last 2 weeks, I got Mike Marshall, who was the played for the Dodgers and Red Sox. I got a 1991 Topps Red Sox card of him signed, that he signed for me, and a 1988 Flair in the Dodger uniform, which is great because the Dodgers and Red Sox are my two favorite teams. And that took a couple months in terms of getting it back, but was very happy. It's probably the third time I've gotten something back from Mike Marshall. I enjoyed him with the Dodgers. He didn't have as great a career with the Red Sox, but it was nice to get back. I got a 2008 return. Topps 2008 return from Mr. Joe Nathan, who was an all-star closer for the Minnesota Twins. He also played for the Texas Rangers. That went out, I think, back in February, and I just got it back a couple days ago. So that was a nice one. I know Joe Nathan had been signing for a while, and then he kind of stopped, and then I think he's back into it. So I haven't seen anyone else get one back from Joe Nathan, but I'm very happy to get one back from him. I got another Eric Martin, who was a wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints back in the late 80s and early 90s. I got him on a 1989 Topps card. And then I got four additions to my NFL game day set. I got Ricky Prohl, who played for the Cardinals, and was a pretty good receiver and a pretty good player in his day. I always thought he might end up with the Patriots, but he did not. I got Eric Martin again and on a game day card. I needed that one. I got Murray Buford, who was a punter for the Chicago Bears, and Steve Christie, who was a pretty good kicker in his day for the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, all on game day cards. Those all took a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks. Most of my returns are usually 2-3 weeks. And then every once in a while, I get one trickle in. But as I said, I have a lot of stuff out there. And hopefully, we will get some stuff back in the next couple weeks, because it has been slow. At the show yesterday, I picked up two 1978 cards, both signed, both by Hall of Famers. I got Fergie Jenkins and Gaylord Perry, both on 1978 cards, and I got them really inexpensive. I got them for a couple bucks each, so I know that these guys usually historically charge to sign, and I don't like to pay to have autographs usually, but so when I see an inexpensive card on either eBay or at a show that I know is cheaper than I would have to pay to have these signs, I do pick them up. Both these autographs were nice blue Sharpies, were in pretty good shape, so I picked them up for a few dollars each, and I was very happy about that. And that kind of wraps up returns. As I said, it was been a slow 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll pick up. I'm going to try to send out a bunch of stuff this week, and hopefully that will ramp up some of my returns the next couple weeks. Now for the sad part of the program in terms of reporting on people that had passed away. This is our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away a while ago, and I had sent out a card to him after he had passed away, and I was embarrassed by it. About it, so I do this as a service to fellow TTM collectors, so that they don't send out requests to people who have passed away. So, sadly, we lost a great person to yesterday. Actually, somebody that I had met personally, one of the few people that I actually had asked for an autograph outside of a sports or autograph setting, Mr. John Havlicek, who was a Boston Celtic great. This is way back in the 80s. I was in an airport, in Logan Airport, getting a drink and picking up a newspaper. And I looked over and there was John Havlicek just sitting there drinking a cup of coffee and eating a bagel by himself, reading the paper. And I don't really like to bother people. I'm not a big botherer of people when they're in their private time. But he was by himself and didn't seem to mind. He signed. I had nothing for him to sign. I did have a pen, so I grabbed the USA Today that I had, and I had him sign the cover of my USA Today. So I still have that in my collection. He was very cordial and signed it and said thank you. And I know everyone that had met him said that he was a gentleman. He was a fantastic player. He was I was a big fan of his in the 70s growing up. And it saddened me that he passed away. He was 79. He had Parkinson's. We lost Georgia Engel from who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and she was on Everyone Loves Raymond. She was 70 years old. So unfortunately, I actually had a group cast shot of Mary Tyler Moore that show that I had autographed by Ed Asner and Betty White, and I was going to send out to her the other day, and I'm glad I didn't because she just passed away. So unfortunately she was 70 years old, and she was a funny lady on TV, and she'll be missed, I'm sure. We lost John McLeod, who was Phoenix Suns' winningest coach. He was 81. He had Alzheimer's, and he was a pretty good coach in his day. We lost Mr. McLeod. And lastly, I saw with the passing of Reggie Cobb, who was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back, pretty good player in his day. I think he played for the Volunteers in college, and he was a scout for the San Francisco 49ers. And he passed away. He was only 50 years old. He had a heart attack. It's always sad to see someone pass away that's in your age group. So fondly remember Reggie Cobb during this day. I think I actually owned him on a couple of my fantasy football teams. And sadly, we lost Reggie Cobb. So that kind of wraps up our Vern Rap Minute. My condolences to all their families. And sorry for their loss. And for our final segment, we have an interview with Rob from Worthless Cardboard on Instagram. I like to call this Collector's Corner. It's nice to talk to fellow collectors and find out how they go about their TTMing and how they display their returns and things that they're going after and things that they're collecting, because that's what this is all about. We're all about collecting and community. So I had a nice talk with Rob. I had Robert. I have never met him. We had texted back and forth, and he always has great posts on Instagram. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to Rob. We had a little technical glitch at the end of our interview, so we got cut off in terms of his contact information. So I apologize to that, Rob. But you can find Robert at Worthless Cardboard on Instagram. So hopefully you enjoy our interview. Joining us on the TTM Cast hotline today is Rob from Worthless Cardboards on Instagram. Rob is coming from us from the great state of Florida and has been a collector for a while. And I thought it'd be nice to talk to a fellow TTM collector and learn about some of the things that he collects, how he goes about collecting and getting autographs. And then we'll learn about how he came up with his clever name on Instagram. So welcome to the program, Rob.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Well, Rob, let's first start. How did you come up with your name on your nickname on Instagram? I think it's very creative.
Well, I've been collecting since I was a kid in the early 90s, and off and on throughout the years, And it seems like every time I stopped collecting, I couldn't help but look at the cars and just think to myself, you know, these are just pictures of guys on cardboard. And that's just how I came up with it. You know, like it just, it's worthless cardboard. And now that for the last few years, since I've been back on in collecting, you know, I just do everything from personal collection. I don't sell or anything like that. So really the collection, if you, anyone from the outside was to look at it, probably pretty worthless to them, but it's fun for me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little older than you, so I've been collecting since the mid 70s, and I have all the cards from when I was a kid, and I got back into it just like you did a couple of years ago. And I couldn't find anyone that wanted my stuff. My kids didn't want it, and no one I knew wanted it. And I was looking at it, and I said, geez, I have all these cards. What am I going to do with them? And then one of the guys that I work with collects autographs, but not for the mail. And I used to collect autographs for the mail when I was younger, when I was in, sophomore in high school. And then I got back into it. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, that's funny. My son's 10, and he just started collecting football cards this past year.
Nice.
And yeah, they have the sets now. You know, they include a lot of the older players in the current set. And so he opened one up and got a Drew Bledsoe card recently. And I was excited because, you know, I remember watching Drew Bledsoe play at Washington State. And when he realized it wasn't Tom Brady, the smile on his face quickly went away. I tried to explain to him who Drew Bledsoe was, and he walked away with that, just going, that's not Tom Brady.
Does he get excited when you get mail, or he's not really interested yet?
You know, he gets, when he sees the letters come in, he likes to see who it is. But, you know, he really doesn't have any knowledge of players past, you know, the current crop. So it doesn't mean as much to him, I guess. But he did actually send off to Eli Manning recently. And the only one he sent off, and Eli actually sent him back. So he's pretty excited to get that one back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So now I really enjoy your posts on Instagram. Rob's at Worthless Cardboard, so I recommend people checking it out. You do something different than a lot of people don't do. You know, you post usually once a day, it looks like, and it's just a nice clean black background. But I love the little stories that you write about the guys. You know, you talk about their career and what they're doing now. And how'd you come up with that?
You know, originally when I started up the Instagram, I had been collecting TTMs for several years, and I wanted to kind of like show it off to people and connect with other collectors. And it kind of felt empty just posting the photos up there without anything to it. And I always like to look up, you know, what the former players are up to and just kind of see what they're doing. It's real interesting to, especially with the later crop of guys, a lot of them seem to be getting into business or executive jobs. And when you look at the older guys that played in the 60s and 70s, and you look at what they did after retirement, it's kind of sad sometimes when you read about some of the hard times that they fell on. So I try to put that in there, and a lot of times that comes from my own research because I can't find these addresses. And so I'll kind of do my own research to figure out where to send. And I kind of put it in there to kind of give other people a heads up.
Now, do you ask the players questions when you send them an autograph request, and get some feedback that way, or is it just straight research on your end?
No, most of the time it's just research on my end, and I don't send them anything or for them to send back. But, you know, I try to make all the letters I send out a little personal. I think I've had a lot of success with guys that other people haven't been able to get from. And I've had actually a lot of guys write me letters back, which I think is real cool. So I usually try to scan those and post those up there.
Now, do you write it, handwrite everything, or are you typing stuff out, or how do you go about doing that?
I handwrite all of them.
You handwrite everything?
Yeah, I think it's a little more personal, and I've had a lot more success handwriting. I've gotten guys that you know, other people haven't had any success with, or I'm on sports collectors net for addresses, and I'll see guys with 20% return rates that I'll get back, and I think it has a lot to do with that.
Now, do you have a reservoir of returns that you haven't posted? Because it looks like you just do one a day, correct?
Yeah, I try to be pretty regular. I have probably everything that I post now is probably couple weeks old.
Okay.
Because I get probably at least one a day right now. But I went probably 5 or 6 years where I wasn't doing TTMs. And so when I started the Instagram site, I kind of started posting some of my favorites at the beginning. So the first one that I started off with was a Dan McGuire card. And that was actually probably my favorite one, because that was the first one I ever got. I think I was like 9 years old.
Nice.
And he was a backup quarterback for the Seahawks. I wrote to him. And I got that card back, and you know, through all the times that I've gotten in and out of collecting, I've never gotten rid of that card.
So is that one of your favorite cards that you own?
That's one of my favorites, because it's the first one, and I really didn't get real serious hardcore into doing the TTM thing until probably around 2005-ish, and I did it for a few years, and then stepped out for a few years, and came back on probably 2 years ago.
Okay, why'd you come back?
The real reason was that I found all my cards again, and I was looking at, you know, a 3,000 count box of old cards, and I thought to myself, well, I know nobody wants to buy these right now, so sending them out and getting them back, I thought would be a cool way to kind of thin it down. And when my son started being interested in looking at the cards with me, then that kind of spurned me, you know, checking them more and looking up the addresses, and kind of went all in after that.
Now, I know I see from your post that you do a lot of baseball and a lot of football. Do you have a favorite sport or a favorite team?
Yeah, so I'm a big Tampa Bay Rays fan for baseball, and Atlanta Falcons for football, and then Florida State Seminoles for everything. But, I like a lot of different sports, and I actually have had a lot of success with MMA guys.
Okay.
And with soccer too.
I know the sports, but I don't have any collectibles really, so I'm not. That's not really my forte. I'm up in the Northeast, so I do have a lot of hockey. That was my when I was younger. That was my first sport in terms of getting cards, even before baseball. So I have tons of old hockey cards that I started looking at, and the hockey players seem to be receptive to signing. Football. So
yeah, I heard the hockey guys are pretty good. I've never really watched hockey, so you know, I haven't really sent off any hockey stuff. I try to send off the guys that I've watched or I have seen on TV or have done something connection with, rather than just sending out to random guys, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because you don't collect sets, right? You're not working on any sets. It looks like you're all over the place in terms of who you send out, because I see, you know, you have 1958 Topps cards, and then you also have, 2010 cards and current cards. You're all over the place in terms of your focus, which is great, because then you can always, it sounds like you go after players you like and guys that you have a relationship with one way or the other.
Yeah, I did a lot of, I bought a few packs of 2019 Topps this year when they came out, with the intent of sending them all for spring training.
Yep.
I don't buy packs or collect anything else. So when I buy packs, it's mostly just to get cards to send off. But the 50s cards and the 60s now have become a big thing for me, because those guys are in their 80s, 90s, and you know, when I find one that I know is signing, I'll try and pick up that specific card to send to that guy, because you know, in a few years they're not going to be around to sign anymore.
Sure. Now, where do you go to cards? Do you go into card stores or do you go to shows or?
Yeah, so I have a local card store here in Orlando that has a big box of commons from the era, but a lot of times I go on to check out my cards, and I'll pick up just a single card from them and have that sent. It's just a lot easier to find it than digging through a bunch of comment boxes.
Sure. Not as much fun, though.
No, not as much fun, but, you know, they can get it to me in a week, and then I can get it sent out pretty quickly.
Now, do you do any in-person stuff?
I don't. I tried to make it to a couple spring training games this year, and I just didn't get to go. And I haven't had much luck with the in-person stuff. I met Lee Corso recently because he lives in this area.
Okay.
And I got him to sign a card for me when I met with him. So that's probably the latest in-person that I've had, but I don't do much of that.
Well, I'm coming down next March again, so we'll meet up this time. Unfortunately, we didn't get to meet up last time because of our schedules, but I'll be down mid-March for a show again, and hopefully can go see a couple games. I actually met up with I don't know if you followed the podcast at all, but I had a contest going on to give away a T-shirt, and after it happened to be the person that won the T-shirt, when I said, give me your address, and he's like, oh, I live in Lakeland. I'm like, well, I'm going to be in Lakeland in 3 days. Let's meet. And we met up, and I gave him his T-shirt, and we got to watch four or five innings of a spring training game, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
Yeah, so it's been fun. I mean, I got back into it probably about the same time you did, a year and a half, 2 years ago now. And I don't know if I'm running into the problem. I've been on a weird run the past couple of weeks in terms of I'm getting one or two a day, and then I go like 3 or 4 days where I'm not getting anything back. And I probably have like 75 or 80 cards out, and I'm just waiting for returns. But I'm running it. I've gotten probably a little more than 1,000 cards back since I started again. And now, you know, when I see who's signing, I'm like, oh, I have that guy. Most of the guys that I already have are guys that are signing. So I don't want to be greedy and send multiple times to the same guy. That's not very exciting to me. I like to get new guys. So
Something I've been doing started over on the forums, actually. But they call them blind trades. So we'll get with another TTM guy, and we'll trade off duplicates to each other. And so, like, he sends me 10 guys that he's gotten, cars he's gotten signed. I'll send him 10, and he doesn't know what he's getting, and I don't know what I'm getting. And I've gotten lately I've been posting a lot of these Bowman Chromes.
Yeah,
I don't really do the Bowman very often, but most of those have come from those trades of guys that do the prospects, and then they just trade them off to me, and I trade them off, you know, whatever their baseball or football. So I've been getting a lot of guys that I would have never sent to, or that were playing during the time that I wasn't collecting, so I didn't have the opportunity to get them.
Yep. Now what? Yeah. Tell me a little about it. What form is it? Is it?
Those ones I'm mostly doing on sportscollectors.net.
Yeah.
And
you just go on and you find those trading partners. How does it work, Tom? Because I know the site and I go there all the time, but I've never done it, and I don't know if any of our fellow collectors know about it. So why don't you kind of walk through a little?
Yeah. So sometimes people will post on their in the forums, trading forums, that they're looking for those types of trades. And most of the guys that I've done it with are guys that I've chatted with over the years, and when I came back in, I checked to see if they were still active, and they were. So it's something we used to do a few years ago, and then when I started collecting that again, and I started building up more of those duplicate cards, cause for me, I only need one card of everybody. I don't need more than one. So when I do have two, or sometimes I'll send one to a guy and he sends me two back. That's been happening a lot recently, so those are the ones that I'll trade off to other guys, other traders and stuff. So
sure,
a lot of times you can find them.
I'm sorry.
No, a lot of times you can find them. You can find them posting on there, like looking for other guys to trade with, and you can just respond directly to them through there. But for me, I have about 10 or 15 guys that I've done this with in the past, and every now and then they'll hit me up and say, "Hey, I've got, you know, five, you want to swap five for five?" And then we'll do it that way.
That's kind of cool. It's a neat idea. I didn't really think of that as an option. Because, again, mm-hmm. I'm kind of like you. It's like I usually send out one or two cards at the most. I never send out, you know, looking for six autographs. If that doesn't do anything for me. But I certainly have a lot of doubles of guys. Not the same card, but a lot of doubles that I would probably be willing to trade. But we're speaking with Rob from Worthless Cardboard. He's on Instagram, and he's calling from he's in the state of Florida. I'm in Massachusetts. We missed our opportunity to meet when I was down there last year, but hopefully we'll meet next year. Talking to a fellow collector, it's always nice to hear what other people are collecting and how they go about collecting. Rob, how do you display your cards? Do you have them? Do you frame them? Do you put them in a book? Do you have them out someplace? So, you know, how do you display the stuff that you get back?
That's probably the thing I'm worst at, because right now I just have them in binders, separated by sport.
Okay.
And I did recently, you know, I take the team logo card that come in some of the sets. And I usually put that as the first card, and then I'll have pages and pages of each team following that. So, you know, I have all the MLB teams, all the NFL teams, and then I have other binders for, you know, MMA and for some of the other oddball stuff that I've gotten over the years. But as far as, like, displaying them for others to see, I haven't done that yet because I just don't have any good way to do that.
Yeah, and I know you have a new child and a couple of little
yeah.
ones, so I'm sure your time is limited and your space is limited as well.
But, yeah, and actually, right now I'm fixing to move here shortly, so I have all of my stuff is packed up except for the cards. The cards, because I'm still getting them in every day, but I actually ramped down sending out a few weeks ago, knowing that I would be moving.
Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to forward your mail? Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, I'm only moving about 20 minutes away, so I'll have the mail forwarded. But every sometimes you get those returns back for, you know, a year or 10 months later.
Yep.
And those seem to be the ones that don't get forwarded like they're supposed to.
No, I know. I don't know if you heard of my interview with Dale Chase, who he had a card that got returned from Glenn Harbord 16 and a half years after he'd sent it out.
Yeah.
And what happened is he had moved, and his daughter actually knew the postman, and the postman gave the envelope to his daughter just by happenstance. It was just dumb luck, where he wouldn't have gotten it back. You know what I mean? So that's always I'm afraid of that. It's like, if I ever move, what happens to my card? Like, I don't want somebody else getting my card.
Yeah, that was a cool story, but. Yeah, I do worry about that, because I know some of the guys that I sent to are good signers, but they're very long waits. So I'm hoping that those eventually do make it back to me.
Now, we talked about one of your favorite cards, the Dan McGuire card. Do you have a couple other ones that were either surprised at or really cherished? You know, it doesn't have to be because of value, just because it's someone that you loved or you know, was a fan of, or you really liked their card. Do you have a couple cards that are favorites of yours?
Yeah, I got there's a few. Back in 2005, right after the draft, I sent to a lot of the draft picks, and both Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith not only sent me cards back, but sent me thank you notes. That year.
That's
and of course trying, you know, if I tried to write to them now, there's just no way. But, you know, right after the draft, I sent it to them probably a week or two after they were drafted, and to get handwritten notes from both of them thanking me for my support and all that, that was pretty cool. I did when Allen Ginter came out with the Negro League cards.
Yep.
I grabbed a bunch of those and sent those out to the ones that were still living, and I know John Miles, his nickname was Mule. He signed two cards for me, sent me back a really long, really nice letter, and even sent kind of like a printout of inspirational quotes that he liked. So that was really cool to get back. He passed away probably a year or two after I got that. So all the Allen Ginter Negro League cards are pretty special to me. I was really happy to get those. And I got not too long ago, I got back a bunch of the inaugural Falcons players from the first 1966 team.
Yep.
And so those are really cool to get back because, you know, that's the first team to ever take the field. So I like those. And I think those were 66 Philadelphia cards.
Okay.
So the ones that are living are pretty good signers. And so I've gotten back most of that first team that took the field for them. And then the other one I had is Tommy Novus before he passed away. He wrote me back a letter and also signed his card as well. And, you know, he's a huge Falcons fan. He's like Mr. Falcon. So,
yeah, I actually just saw that on your site, the card.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was one I got before I stopped collecting this last time. And he actually wrote me a letter back to go along with the card. So I thought that was really cool.
Do you have a Chris Miller card?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Chris Miller was like my childhood favorite player.
Is he still signed, do you know? I collected 92 Game Day.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I've been trying to, like, I really love that card, and I was trying to get it signed, but I haven't been able to find, you know, anything that he's still signing. I hate to send out a card like that if I know they're not going to sign, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing currently, but I know that he was, in the past, historically, a very good signer.
That's what I thought, but I haven't seen anything in, like, the last 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know. I know, I don't think he's coaching anymore either. When he was coaching, you could send to the team. He was very good at getting back, and pretty quick too.
Now, do you have anyone on your wish list? I know you said you kind of ramped down a little because of moving, but do you have a top three or four that you really love to get? You know, a Deion Sanders or you know, a Tampa Bay Ray, somebody that you really.
Yeah, there's so I've been trying to get G-Man Choi from the Tampa Bay Rays now. I've sent to spring training and I've sent to the team a couple times. And
I just saw a transaction about him. What happened? Did he get hurt or he's?
Yeah, he hurt his calf.
Okay.
A couple games ago, so he's on the injured list right now. So I'm hoping that gives him some time to catch up on his mail.
Have you been to the stadium? Did they sign at the stadium at all?
Yeah, they do. I haven't been to a game this year, but the Rays are pretty good signers pregame.
Okay.
So that might be something I would try in person here later on in the year when I do make it down there. But he just won. I just like him as a player, so I'm trying to get. But other than that, I don't really have anyone on my wish list. A lot of the 50s and 60s Hall of Fame guys I would love to get, but most of them don't sign. Or if they do, they charge a pretty hefty fee. So I know I'm not going to get those TTMs.
No, I know. It's really it's too bad. When I was younger when I was right into high school, I guess, I had a history teacher that was really big into collecting autographs, and he kind of got me really turned on to it. So for about, I don't know, a year, 2 years, I was writing all these guys, and I got, you know, Sandy Koufax and Stan Musial and Roger Maris and Ted Williams and Willie Mays and Pete Rose and Al Kaline. All these guys would sign no problem.
Yeah.
All with no fee. It was Warren Spahn. I got all these guys. But I just stopped. I don't know why I stopped. It's probably because I discovered girls. I don't really know why. It wasn't cool to collect cards anymore, so I didn't do it, I guess.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty common. I think we all stopped at about the same age, and then, you know, some of us pick it up later on for different reasons. But, yeah, I think all those guys were great signers until the sports card and memorabilia boom.
Yeah, and I think eBay now, you know, I was talking to Johnny Busick, who was a Hall of Famer for the Boston Bruins, and he was real down on, you know, signing cards. And then he actually has a code that he would sign so that he would see, he would go on eBay and he'd see, I signed that one. There's my code. You signed that one. All these guys said they weren't going to try to sell my cards, and look what they're doing. And he was kind of turned off by the whole thing. And
yeah.
I think that's part of the problem as well.
Yeah, it makes it harder for the rest of us that are just wanting to collect it when that happens.
Yeah, I've never sold anything that I've gotten, and I always sell when I made my letter. I always say it's for my personal collection. And I don't intend to sell it, but
one of the things I always do is I'll always ask them to personalize it to me.
Yeah, I noticed you do have a lot of personalized cards.
Yeah, I like it because, you know, it's for me, and it kind of lets them know that I'm not going to sell it because it's going to have my name on it. And probably about, I'd say half of the guys will do it for me, and then the other half just sign it and send it back. So.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy the mail. I mean, I came home today, and the first thing I said to my wife is, any TTMs today? And she's like, no TTMs. I've had a weird 2 or 3 weeks here of not getting much. I got a couple. I don't know if you saw, I got Joe Nathan yesterday, which I was very happy about that because I was looking at him for a while, and he's back signing again, which was pretty happy about that because I was a big fan of his when he was playing.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. I had I posted on my story the other day, but I got a return from Rick Kester on a 71 rookie card. And he's on the card with Ralph Garr.
Oh, yeah, yes, I did see that.
Yeah, he wrote me a letter back telling me to send it to Ralph. He just talked to him the other day. So I kept sending that one out.
He charges, though.
Yeah, I saw he charges like $5. I'd gladly take $5 to... You know, to get the dual sign on that.
Do you pay often for autographs, or is that something you shy away from?
No, I actually have never sent any donation or fee for any autograph, and I've sent the guys a charge, knowing that I'm probably not going to get it back. But I've been really surprised by getting back from some of those guys that normally charge. And I know the only one that I did send to, you had Jim Todd on the show.
Yep.
And I know he does it for the youth baseball thing. And I had a card of his, and I knew I wanted to get it signed. So I did send to him with, I think, $10 or whatever in there just to get it signed and have it go towards his charity.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't, and you know, it's not going into a pocket someplace or getting wasted. He does donate. He has a hometown in Minnesota, I believe, that they named the field after him, and he sends money there. And then he has a place in Florida, and he donates money to the youth baseball in Florida as well. So
yeah, so that's the only one that I've sent to is him, and then I'll probably end up sending to South Florida to get the. To get the other sign.
Yeah, I sent. I did Peyton Manning as well. I wasn't a huge fan of Peyton Manning being in Massachusetts, but I always respected his game. And I saw that, you know, he has a charity, and I understand that, you know, it's a foundation, and the money's going to a good cause. So I didn't mind. I think it was like $10 or $20, but it was somebody his caliber. I really didn't mind because again, you know, it was going to a charity.
Yeah, and then they have the right to charge for their signature, whatever they want. It's just for me, if I'm going to pay for the signature, then I'll go ahead and pay for it on either a certified card or what I've been doing with a lot of the Hall of Famers from the 50s and 60s is I've been getting the PSA authenticated cards of them from the 50s. And so I know like Hank Aaron charges $200 for his signature. And for that price, I can pick up a card that's already authenticated.
Okay. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah. I'm actually going to a show this weekend, and I go to 3 or 4 shows a year, and I kind of cherry pick. If there's a guy that's at the show, I will sign. I will pay for a signature. We had a show here last year that I got Jim Rice, Dwight Evans, and Fred Lynn all signed on a picture. But I also got to meet them and shake their hand and got a picture taken with them. And I think there's some value to that in my mind.
Yeah, if I was to meet them, I think the photo would be more important for me than the autograph, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to do Pete Rose this weekend because I was a big fan of his as a kid. I know he as a player, he was fantastic. He's had a tough go of it since then, and it's all he's doing, sure. But I'm looking forward to meeting him. And then Danny McLean's going to be there, and I think I might pay for his. I know he signs for free through the mail, but another guy that as a player, he was a great player and not really a great person.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that Pete Rose will inscribe anything if you pay for it.
Yeah,
and I saw pictures of guys that had him inscribed on baseballs. I'm sorry, I gambled on baseball.
Yeah, what? I have a nice picture of him from the 60s that I'm going to have him sign, I think. But again, it's more of being to shake his hand and have a picture of me and him together. I value that more.
Yeah, I think I think eventually he'll get into the Hall of Fame, but I don't think it'll be while he's alive.
Yeah, it's too bad. Again, I'm a little older than you, so I was in, you know, in the 70s and into the early 80s. He was a hell of a player.
Yeah.
So, but well, anything, you know, I kept you a little longer than I anticipated, but you know, I always enjoy talking TTM. This is one of the reasons I do the podcast, is because my wife hates TTM. My kids hate TTM. does your wife put up with it, or she supports you? And
she is indifferent to all of my hobbies. So the only thing that is kind of an unspoken thing is I don't tell her how much I pay for postage, and she doesn't ask.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. I'd like to thank Robert from Worthless Cardboard for joining me today. Hopefully you enjoyed our interview. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for hanging in there with us and wishing you many happy returns.